Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is. What is today? Monday? No, it's Thursday, September the 20th. Good afternoon and welcome to The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com, or republictradinggroup.net. You will see that we still have the German mark up on offer on the website. Unfortunately, we are sold out of the German mark. And so the coin that I'm very happy to say is going to replace it is the British Sovereign, are now available in brilliant uncirculated condition. So if you missed out on the German marks, you can get yourself some British Sovereigns. Current price on the British Sovereign, quarter ounce of gold, is $198. Still much better than the quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, which is trading at $208. Well, Wall Street closed lower by 48 points today, 13,766. NASDAQ weaker by 12, 2,654. S&P 500 off 10. 1,518. Market was mixed most of the day, digesting a lot of information, such as the Canadian dollar for the first time in a couple.
Infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth if you're going through.
Welcome back, my friend. Sorry about the small little glitch in the system. These things happen from time to time with modern technology. In the metals complex today, gold closed up $11 at $733.20. Gold had a high of $739. Low is 728. Silver was a big winner today, up 38 cents at $13.41. Silver actually had a high of 1356 and a low of 1314. Platinum up $16 at $1,328. Palladium up $2 at $338. Currently in Asian trading. The march continues. Gold up $1.10 at $734.30. Silver up 2 cents at $13.43. Platinum flat. Palladium up $2 at $340. Crude oil. Well, remember we had a little threat of a hurricane the other day. It was on off the coast of Florida, and then it sort of just died. Well, I guess it's still alive. Oil, crude oil closed up $1.39 today on fears of that, but also because of the plunging dollar. Crude oil closing at $83.32 the barrel. The big story today is the dollar. It will be the big story and continue to be area of serious concern. Dollar plunging 71 basis points today, blowing through resistance. In the 79 area, we are now trading at 78.48. Next support level is 77.96, I believe it is, if memory serves me correctly. But relying on my memory from time to time can be a very dangerous thing to do. The dollar obviously suffered, whereas the Canadian loonie, for the first time in 30-odd years, achieved parity for the U.S. dollar. In large part, this all started early, well, it actually started last night, the wigginess, by a report that was published in the London Telegraph, talking about Saudi Arabia might drop its peg to the U.S. dollar. Because they're getting handed their lunch, because obviously oil is priced in dollars, therefore paid in dollars. So as the dollar plunges, anybody who sells a product that's priced in dollars is looking for ways of alleviating that pain. According to CBS Market Watch, the dollar fell sharply across the board today, hitting a new all-time low against the euro and falling to parity with a Canadian counterpart, pressured by lower U.S. interest rates and a report Saudi Arabia might end its dollar peg. The Canadian dollar rose slightly above one-to-one parity with the U.S. dollar in early trading, marking the first time this has happened since November 1976. The dollar was last trading at just a little over one Canadian dollar, after moving as low as pretty much 99.99 cents. The euro broke through a $1.40 level into uncharted territory for the first time, just 2 days after the Federal Reserve made an aggressive cut of half a percentage point to its benchmark interest rate target. The trade-weighted dollar index, which tracks the performance of the greenback against a basket of currencies, was down 0.9% to 78.61 after early hitting a new 15-year low. The environment has been developing for the U.S. dollar bearish move, said David Watt, senior currency strategist at RBC Capital Markets. A weight of evidence has been accumulating. The dollar has fallen significantly against most major currencies since the Fed made a larger than expected half-point cut in both its federal funds target rate and the discount rate. According to Ned Schmidt from Value View Gold Report, he's quoted as saying exactly what I've been saying for a long time. The U.S. dollar has clearly been sacrificed by the Federal Reserve in a large ditch effort to save the mortgage bankers. As I've always tried to explain, this is when it comes to gold, this is not rocket science. It's people tend to make the purchasing of gold a convoluted affair, as if they're buying some sort of exotic investment vehicle. Gold has always been, will always be, insurance against the unknown. And when you are buying gold, you are just simply buying insurance against the prevailing currency that you are dealing with. Nothing more complicated than that. Gold doesn't pay interest, and it doesn't pay dividends. And there's a reason for it, is gold is debt-free. You don't need an accountant to evaluate gold. You have to have an accountant and CPAs and math wizards to figure out a lot of other stuff, but gold you don't, because it has no debt incumbent on it. Debt-free. And so people make a mountain out of a molehill, if you will. Who are the people that should be buying gold? If you are sitting with cash in a bank account, and it has been sitting there for a while, even though the bank is generous enough to pay you a paltry interest rate of 4.5%, and even though the digital numbers that you see in your bank statement on a consistent basis remain the same, but rise due to the 4.5% interest the bank has given you, you do not see the loss of purchasing power. because you're just looking at the same digits. In other words, if you got $10,000 in your bank account and you look the next day, you still got $10,000 in your bank account, you think you're fine. You haven't lost anything because the digits are still the same. But in reality, that $10,000 has now the purchasing power of $9,500. But you don't see it. It's not represented in your bank statement. Gold is your insurance against depreciation of the currency. It's no more complicated than that. Now, the vehicle that you choose depends on, obviously, certain criteria. We feel very strongly that the area of the market you want to concern yourself with is the fractional gold area. Half ounce, quarter ounce, tenth ounce, fifth ounce gold coins. These are coins that are priced, especially European gold coins, are priced as close to the intrinsic value of the metal as humanly possible without paying a big premium, while still maintaining certain aspects of a numismatic quality coin, coins of rare and unusual value, not subject to confiscation and all the rest of it. But obviously these coins will have a double whammy for you. Not only will they increase, obviously, with the increase in gold prices, but also the premium you will get on fractional gold coins, in my opinion, are going to explode in the not-too-distant future as soon as gold starts trading at close to or above $1,000 an ounce. Because at $1,000 an ounce, people will have a negative price resistance at $1,000. In other words, people will be very reluctant to buy a one-ounce American Gold Eagle for $1,000. They would be more conducive to buying smaller fractional coins, which they see as more affordable, that are priced in the $500, $400, $300 range. And therefore, the demand that will come in, because people, trust me on this one, Joe Sixpack out there will not pay any attention to gold until it's well past $1,000. Because they still believe in the canard that was fed to the majority of people in the 1990s, that gold was a relic of the past, it had no role in today's digital economy, and it just laid there, it didn't pay interest, didn't pay dividends. So they eradicated gold from their whole train of thought, just like Warren Buffett did when 2 years ago, this is a man that addressed Berkshire Hathaway clients and said, listen, I think it's inevitable that the dollar is going to decline substantially in value, and we are going to bet $2 billion on this. I think that was the number that Warren Buffett put into foreign currencies 2 years ago. Well, he got handed his lunch. He was betting against the dollar, but he was betting against the dollar using foreign currencies. And that was ludicrous. Had Warren Buffett 2 years ago, taking that $2 billion, put it into gold, he could be boasting to his shareholders right now that, yes, I am the oracle of Omaha. Yes, we did predict accurately that the dollar was going to fall in value. And yes, the $2 billion we put into gold is now worth $4 billion. There's only one asset that's your insurance against the dollar, and that's gold. There's not even another debate out there. Anyway, we'll take a short break, be right back, take some of your calls, and a lot more stuff.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last.
Hello back, my friend. Flip side for this Thursday. Let's go to the front. We've got Ken in Texas. Thanks for holding, Ken.
Hey, Robbie, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time. This is Ken around Fort Worth. How you doing?
All right, my friend.
Hey, let me tell you a couple things I do down in Fort Worth. I make a cable access show, and I show conspiracy books.
Okay.
I get them, I just show them on the screen. I rerun the shows over and over. And I do that. Another thing I do is I take these little mailbag cards from the grocery store and I put different stuff to hunt on them. InfoWars, RBN Live, you follow me, conspiracy, cover-up, conspiracy book. I fill them up and mail them. Somebody sees them.
Yeah.
I put them through different postal systems so different postal people see them.
Right.
That whole idea. And people, I put RBN Live on all their bills.
Yes.
Right. I do things like that. I do. Another thing I did. I wrote some of the foundations: Ford, Oppenheimer, Clinton, and Pelosi foundations, and Oppenheimer. I please send me some information. I'm trying to start the Institute for Advanced Conspiracy Studies of Fort Worth, and I'd like $50,000, and I would be the president and senior fellow. And about 12 of them never answered me.
Huh.
Do you think they conspired not to answer me?
I don't know, Ken.
It kind of whatever. I got an answer from the Rockefeller brothers. That surprised me. I got one out of about 13 answers. And but I did that. And I try to find different things I can do to annoy them people. Oh, I wrote David Rockefeller and told him, you know, when the Bilderberg party's coming out. Oh, you know that there's a new book about the Bilderberg coming out, right?
Yes.
Truth about the Bilderberg. Author leaves me, but I got it out of Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
you don't think that's the first book ever written about the Bilderberg?
No, I'm sure there's...
See if you can track it down. It's called The Truth About the Bilderbergs.
And, oh, okay.
It's new.
Okay.
And That's new. And
what can the book tell me that I don't already know?
Well, that's understandable. But with that said, they might have stuff in there that you haven't seen. And I'm going to send David Rockefeller a Xerox copy of the front of it, and you know.
Yeah.
Write him and tell them, you know, all about it, and you know, just hunt Bilderberg on the internet, and you can read all the stuff. It's out there for anybody who can see it.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, I'll talk to you later, Robbie.
Thanks, Ken.
My pleasure talking to you.
Okay. Well, look, whatever floats your boat, you know, if being active and doing stuff definitely makes you feel good. I know I'm just telling you this from first-hand experience. You know, hitting the streets, making up signs, if you're upset about something. We used to have a ritual we used to do every Saturday morning in Fort Collins, Colorado. People used to show up to stand on the street corner with signs supporting whatever cause you have. And it's amazing how many people drive by, hoot the horn, give you a thumbs up, or give you the international bird sign. And it definitely helps in light of, because some of us just pretty much sit around and just complain and moan and grump about how bad things are going. But if you go out and you do something, you feel good about it, irrespective of what it is, even if it is defacing a phony Federal Reserve note by sticking something on it. As a matter of fact, I always am amused by some of the things I find on U.S. dollar bills from time to time. I mean, people go through large efforts to do this. So, of course, we are. We're in uncharted territory in many aspects right now, both politically and financially. I mean, we're on the cusp of the perfect financial storm, in my humble opinion. The chickens are coming home to roost. The excesses of decades of mismanagement and obfuscation and thievery and skullduggery is all oozing to the surface. What we are witnessing going on in the mortgage markets is simply a tip of the iceberg. Bernanke today had to admit, when questioned, because you got obviously politicians in Washington who seem to think that, well, maybe we're at the end of the mortgage turmoil. Well, Bernanke put an end to that one today and says we still got a long way to go before we can see daylight in the mortgage business. You've got resets that are starting to hit home this month and next month. We are about to enter into probably the most 6 weeks. The next 6 weeks cause huge levels of anxiety amongst folks on Wall Street. Superstition can be blamed for it. You've got the specter of an October surprise. Many people are now speculating that the October surprise could be an attack on Iran. Politicians tend to do strange things in times of crisis in order to move the goalpost. I don't know. Did I hear a voice in my head, or am I just getting a little punchy because I've been working so hard? Am I hearing voices in my head? Ah, there we go. What's going on there today?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771.
Catholic Priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese.
Well, we may not like the Chinese after they dump all their U.S. treasuries on the market. It's a rush for the exits when it comes to people holding large dollar-denominated assets. I'm not sure if he's still online, but let's go to Mike in New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Robbie, how's it going?
All right, my friend.
Good, great. A great day for gold, a horrendous day for the dollar.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, if anything's going to get anybody wiggy, just tell them that. I mean, the reason people say we went to war with Saddam Hussein was because he wanted to convert oils to euros,
mm-hmm.
and now you got the Saudis pretty much saying the same thing.
Absolutely. This looks like it could be the big one.
Well, don't underestimate the power of the plunge protection team. You know, when you got a printing press at your disposal, when you got a vault sitting off 100 Orchard Avenue in New Jersey, that's the size of two football fields, three stories high. That's packed with 100, 50, 10, $5 bills. You know, they wield a big stick.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, it's the flooding of the market with all of these dollars that's caused the problem in the first place.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
So applying the same medicine, you know, ain't going to help.
Well, a good as usually in this instances, a good war is always a good distraction.
That's unfortunately correct.
Yes.
Yeah, Robbie, I've got a couple of questions about purchasing gold from Republic.
Sure. Fire away.
Okay. Question one: the preferred method of payment. And question two: is the price locked in when the order is placed? And if so, how long is that locked in for?
Okay. Method of payment is there are two preferred methods of payment. One is a personal check and the other one's a bank wire.
Okay.
Reason for that is those are two instruments where we are not required to keep records because they are not cash transactions.
Beautiful.
To understand what is cash, you've got to go to the U.S. Treasury's website and see what they define as cash. And pretty much to them, everything is cash except personal checks and bank wires.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because they got your name on it.
Okay.
So that's what the U.S. Treasury defines as cash.
Okay.
Whenever you place the order with Republic, we give you a confirmation number which locks you in at that price.
Okay.
At whatever price it is on whatever day, and that's your price, up, down, or sideways.
And how long do you hold it for? You know, like the mail could be late, or you know, God knows what.
Personal checks we hold for 5 business days.
No, I mean, how long do you wait? You know, until you receive the check. Okay. For instance, if I place an order tomorrow and you haven't received the check, you know, in 5 days' time, you're going to say, "Hey, you know, this guy's playing around." So my question
well,
is,
let me, okay. and that's a very good question, because obviously we're in a very fluid situation right
exactly.
now, where the rules of the game change on a regular basis.
Exactly.
When we were in, for instance, when gold was bouncing around $666. My supplier didn't have a problem, you know, if obviously a check took 3 or 4 days to get to him.
Okay.
But in fast markets, suppliers get very wiggy.
Okay.
Because of obviously the action in the market. When I lock in a product, I am now liable to my supplier for that.
Okay.
I have to settle with my supplier once a month.
Okay, comprende.
And sometimes people, you know, don't come through with their orders.
Exactly.
And my supplier doesn't listen to excuses from me saying, you know, Joe Slow over there never sent his check.
Yeah, because, you must come across the situation where, you know, there are characters out there that say, okay, I'll place an order and... you know, if the price goes down
goes
in a couple
up,
of days, I
if
won't.
If the price goes up, they send their check. If the price goes down, they don't.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, how do you cover yourself for that eventuality? You know, that's none of my business. But I mean,
I buy it.
Yeah, but there must be a. Would you prefer like a registered letter or something or?
No, not at all.
Okay,
in this business is pretty much run the old-fashioned way. It's an honor system. In other words, when we ink a deal, we've effectively shaken hands across the telephone.
Absolutely.
And I have to say that in all the years that I've been doing this, very few people renege on their obligations.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen from time to time, but, you know, that's You know, that's what happens. I'm sure it happens in all businesses.
Sure.
And it's also forced me. It's forced me into a gold accumulation program because, as I said, at the end of the month, I have to settle up, and obviously, I take delivery of whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So it's a curse and a blessing in the same way. There are companies out there that don't operate like we do. For instance, your bigger companies like, I won't go into names, but your bigger companies, if you're going to call up and you're going to place an order for, say, $5,000 worth of gold bullion, they will not lock your price in until the money has been bank wired to them.
Okay.
You know, but we don't operate on that basis.
Okay, Robbie, that's great.
All right, my friend.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Let's go to, is it Hero?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Hero.
Hey,
where are you calling
hi
from?
Hi there. Latin America.
Oh, okay.
Calling on
cool.
Skype right now. Okay, I had a question for you. If you could go over and give us some of your thoughts on that article that you posted on your site about silver going through the roof. I haven't heard too much talk about silver and just wondered what you thought about it.
Well, there's no question. I mean, there have been many people that have been on a crusade, if you will, like Ted Butler, who's been pointing out for many years now that silver has been operating in a deficit, which it has been. The big problem that silver had, obviously, and most people are still caught up in it, is when the photographic industry went from Konachrome to digital. It because obviously the biggest industrial user of silver was the photographic industry. So when that transition took place, a lot of people just simply wrote silver off because now its biggest industrial user wasn't going to use it anymore. And so people just completely disregarded silver. Added to the fact that in the United States, a lot of silver-producing mines shut down just simply because when silver was bouncing around that $5 or $6 range, they couldn't produce silver and get it out of the ground and make a profit at $6 an ounce. So silver was then relegated to secondary sources. In other words, silver coming to the market was pretty much relegated to zinc and tin mining. And because of these mines shutting down, and obviously needing to get supply from secondary sources, they pointed out that for the past 14 years, we've been operating at severe deficits. In other words, what has been used by silver and obviously what is coming to market in silver. And so subsequently, with the rise in silver prices right now, that you are starting to see obviously interest once more being generated by a lot of mining interests in going into silver. The only problem that they now face, if it's not a whole series of problems, is a lot of these silver mines can't open up because since they've been shut down, there have been increased enforcements of the Environmental Protection Agency limiting what silver mines can do. And in large part that has put a crimp once again on the discovery of silver. But in the meantime, industrial usage of silver has increased dramatically. In other words, there's a whole slew of industries that have picked up the slack that was left by the photographic industry, obviously not making such great demands on silver. Now you've got with the proliferation of iPods and cell phones, I mean, every single one of these instruments has silver in them. So the demand for silver in other industries has continued to grow and take up that slack. But the problem is that the supply is still in deficit. And the reason you don't see an explosion in silver prices is just simply because of the fact that that people have been manipulating the price of silver, and just like gold was manipulated in the 1990s. So there's no question. I don't have any problem with Ted Butler's prediction of $100 an ounce silver based on that.
Okay, well, that was great. Thanks a lot.
All right, my friend. And it's also, I mean, unlike the United States, where silver is regarded as an industrial metal, there are parts of the world where silver is still regarded as a monetary metal, such as India. And you see, obviously, demand for silver increase as we get into their wedding season, if you will, which is right about now. So silver is going to make some impressive moves. A number of reasons silver is going to make impressive moves, in large part because of obviously the rising price of gold. I mean, when you look at what gold has done over the last 3 years compared to what silver has done, obviously gold is a big performer. And as you get gold starting to knock on the door of $1,000 an ounce, you're automatically going to have people who are going to be looking to the next best alternative. In other words, silver's always been regarded as poor man's gold. And so because of people being priced out of the gold market, you are starting to see a huge demand coming in for silver. And there's not a lot of, you know, silver coinage, like gold coinage out there, there's not a lot of it out there. I mean, people seem to think that you know, it's an asset that is freely available, and you can go out and you can buy as much of it as you like. Well, right now that may be the case, but when you look at how much physical metal is actually owned by people, less than 1% of Americans own physical gold. If all of a sudden tomorrow people went out and bought 10 ounces of silver or an ounce of gold, just your Joe Sixpack out there, within a week there wouldn't be any gold or silver to purchase. It's a finite amount. Bill Gates, with the money that he has sitting in his checking account, could pretty much buy up the entire world's gold supply. You are dealing in total since the beginning of time, and even add a couple of metric tons to it, you got 155,000 metric tons. That's all the gold that's ever been mined since the world began. And do the math for yourself. There's 32,000 ounces in a metric ton. Out of that 155,000 metric tons, two-thirds of that is in the hands of central banks and institutions and various other entities. A very small portion of that world gold supply is in the hands of private individuals. If there's a sudden loss of confidence, and that's what we are witnessing right now, is a loss of confidence. I mean, this has always been the fear of fiat money managers. It's people losing confidence in script money. as people lose confidence in what they perceive as a value instrument, they are going to start moving their assets into something that they know is an asset protector, in something that they have confidence in. There's a lot of psychological stuff going on here. I mean, the reason you've seen the dollar plunge over the last couple of days like this is quite simply just a lack of confidence. A lack of confidence by foreign investors holding dollars, looking at the actions of the Federal Reserve here in the United States, understanding full well that the actions of Ben Bernanke cutting the discount rate as he did was the actions of a desperate man who came to the conclusion, together with all these other central bankers, that the problem in the real estate mortgage market is so huge that they are willing to sacrifice the dollar in order to protect the mortgage business and the mortgage bankers and the hedge funds. And so that doesn't bode well in the confidence game when people are looking at where to put their money, because in large part people invest their money in order to make a profit. But when you get into these kind of times, a lot of people are just looking at putting their money into something where they know it's not going to lose value, and they have confidence in the asset that they put their money into. Anyway, final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
On this Thursday, I got an email. I have to respond to this email because it's not the first time somebody has brought my attention to it, that when you go to the main page on Republic Broadcasting Network, they say, we can't find your banner for Republic Trading Group. For a while, the Republic Trading Group banner used to be on the side of the page where Ron Paul's photo is and all the other things. Republic Trading Group's banner is there, but it's right in the middle of the page. You can't miss it. It's actually the top banner on the page. When you go to the page and you click it on, which I just did, just so I didn't make an idiot of myself, Republic Trading Group's banner is the top banner right before, right on top of the daily news segment. I guess one of the whiz marketing kids at Republic Broadcasting Network said that people notice banners when they're in the center of the page, rather on the side of the page. But judging by the amount of emails they get telling me, I can't find your banner, I don't think that theory really works that well. But it's there. So, and anyway, I appreciate the emails. It all comes down, when it comes to gold, my friend, it just comes down to confidence. I know it's you know, people like long elaborate explanations of things, but that's what's happening to the dollar. I mean, all you got to do is just try and put yourself in someone that is not someone sitting outside of America looking in and watching what this administration has done since it's been in power. The completely brainless military conflict we got ourselves involved in the Middle East with no solution in sight. It's unending. The president goes on the world stage. He behaves like a moron. I hate to say this about a president of the United States, but he does. He's not articulate, and that's coming from, I mean, I'm not articulate either, but at least I don't make the same bonehead mistakes that he makes. But he's on the world stage. He's representing America. And when foreign people see what this administration is all about and listen to them lie through their teeth, it completely shatters any confidence they may have in the world's number one superpower. When they look at the irresponsibility of this giant global mess that we now is afflicting countries as far flung as Asia and Europe, who are getting caught up in this collateralized debt obligation nightmare, is it any wonder that the dollar is plunging and will continue to plunge because there is a complete lack of confidence? In a nutshell. Anyway, till tomorrow, see you, bye. God.
To buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years.